PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
What'd you say?
I said you're a filthy butthole licker.
Why would you say such a thing at the beginning of an episode about Star Wars? The Last Jedi? People who haven't heard the show before are downloading for the first time because it's an easy entry point.
And the first words they hear
is you saying filthy butthole licker out of context of nothing, that which we will not provide.
No, we will provide zero
which
context.
Which we will not provide.
Correct.
What's up, dude? What's up, everyone? Welcome to bonus episode of Cinema Crespity. So I'm your host, Chris Crespo, with the filthy butthole liquor.
Here's the guy where Drew!
No context whatsoever.
No.
Hilarious. I'm laughing and coughing at the same time.
Laughing. It's the laugh cough. I brought out the demons. The demons are coming out. Get them out.
It's the calf. It's nice. I got a calf going.
Merry Christmas, everyone. No, that was a lot shorter.
Did you thought it was going to be? Chris.
Brand new board. Brand new tablet, brand new board.
So when you get the board, you're supposed to listen to all the drops first so you know approximately how long they are. So you can use them more appropriately.
What?
That was it.
You're so bad at this.
I know. Hey, you want to hear a fun one?
Where is it? I have this. There's no... What context could I play this?
I don't know.
It's labeled Death Metal Rooster. Which is,
which
is why I clicked on in the first place.
Okay, sure. All right. Well, I mean, that could be the sound that your alarm makes.
I guess so.
Wake up, Chris. You're a death metal rooster.
I don't know how I'm going to work that into the show, but I'll find a way to work that drop organically into the show somehow. Maybe not this episode, but somehow into the future. I'll find a way.
Well, that's a bonus episode. It's not like there are, you know, mandatory drops or anything.
It's not like there are stakes or consequences to any of this.
Have there ever been? Stakes or consequences?
I don't think so. Maybe consequences.
Maybe. Perhaps.
Maybe. People get their feelings hurt when you say certain things.
Do they? They get hurt buttholes.
Or peepee holes or ear holes or nose holes. I mean, I don't know why the butthole's got to be the hole. It's always one to be hurt. Any hole in pain is a hole in pain. We always go for the butthole. We're a weird culture. We're a weird gross culture, man. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, Chris. Right. That's why I'm laughing so hard. All right, cool. All right. I never would have thought about it that way.
All right,
okay. So Star Wars.
So we just saw Star Wars, The Last Jedi. We got out of it an hour ago. We ate some food.
No.
The only words discussed so far about the movie were, what'd you say about it when we got out of there?
It was long.
It was long, man. It was
fucking long.
Man, that was a long movie.
It was. Like, at a certain point in time, like, my brain was like, oh, okay. Like, at this point in time-wise, movie should be over.
It's like feeling like a full movie.
But.
The movie's full.
But I know that there is the last grand action sequence that I have seen in the... I've seen parts of the movie in the trailer that I have not seen yet, so
not
I even know they're coming.
That they still have to set up, like, we're not even close to... Yeah. I was the same way. I was like, man, it feels like almost they could end the movie here, but I know there's more.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a half hour more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Like a whole other act.
There's a lot more. That's a long movie. It is. It's 2.5 hours, and you feel it.
Yeah.
You feel that 2.5 hours.
100%.
But what'd you think, though?
It's all right. At least... At least it wasn't like a complete rehashing of
previous Star Wars.
Like, it felt like episode 7 was just a rehash of episodes
4 and 5
mixed up.
Yeah.
And this one kind of had some of that feeling where it felt like, you know, they were pulling from the old franchises and the old stories, you know, with, you know, another Jedi coming up, being trained by a master.
The Obi-Wan thing.
The Obi-Wan thing, or even the Yoda thing.
Yoda pops up.
You know, so that felt a little tropey, if you will. But, you know, with, you know, all the bullshit and the blah, blah, blah. There was a lot of original stuff in there, too.
There's some stuff, yeah, I can see where they can move forward.
I was really surprised when Leia got blown out into space and then fucking opened her eyes and fucking Jedi'd her ass right back into the fucking spaceship.
Yeah, I mean, how's
that? It's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. She's like a Jedi Master.
She's a Jedi Master, but the Jedi can do that? They can float around outer space and not get blown apart by the forces of...
Apparently. I mean, we just saw it in a movie.
Because then I was like...
It happened.
I was like, oh...
And it happened
like,
quick.
Because I was like, yeah...
Really early in the movie.
Really quick. And then she was in a coma for a while, and then she wakes up just when they need her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What? So when she gets blown out, I said, okay, so that's how... Did they already have that plan? I guess
they well, no, exactly. I was like, okay, so that's how they get rid of...
That's how they get rid of... They gotta have to get... The character's gotta go somehow. But then she comes back, and then the movie ends, and she's still alive. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, that, yeah.
Why was she still alive at the end?
Yeah.
She was still alive at the end?
Yeah, because when she went into a coma and they introduced Laura Dern, I was like, okay, that works.
Replacement.
Yeah.
Let's swap out. I was like,
that's how... Okay.
But then Laura Dern kamikazes the shit out of that.
Oh, that was awesome. When she lightspeed kamikazes those motherfuckers.
Maybe the best part of the movie, that moment. That image of the...
That image, definitely one of the...
And then how it went space silent as it cuts a few different angles of the lightspeed ship just decimating.
So that was probably the best shot in the movie. The only other one that I want to say might have... Eclipse that, not eclipse, wise, moment but scene wise, maybe. Moment wise, when Rey and Ben Solo, that fight scene.
That was a great fight scene.
Was a really good fight scene. The only problem was at a certain point in time, they panned back to show them both fighting, and I saw in my mind the set, and it looked like a giant, it looked like a 2000 music video. Everything's all bright and pretty. There's a camera on a crane panning around. Mm. They're all doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. It looks like there should have been fucking techno music playing. It's a new Taylor Swift video. It
felt a little more contrived than in that moment. For just a moment.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It felt like a music video for just a split second, and that really took me out of it.
Interesting. I love my favorite my favorite bit of production design was Snoke's room. Very intimidating room.
Yeah.
Every time they open up and they walk in, he said, at the end, I was like, whoa, this is some heavy shit. This is crazy. And then that whole fight scene was cool.
Fight scene was really cool.
I thought it was cool. Even everything leading up to it, the way Snoke was messing around with Rey and then
Ben. Well, messing with both of them.
Yeah, messing with both of them. And then he uses the lightsaber that's by Snoke, and he's like, I can read his intentions. And he was right.
He was totally reading his intentions. Yeah, yeah.
But his, I guess that's his, what's the, what am I looking for?
The hubris?
Yes.
But even still.
Made him short-sighted as to, there's no way this guy would turn against me. I'm Snoke. I'm that Snoke.
That is the entire history of the Sith, though. That's usually the way it goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Usually the Sith Lord is usually taken down by one of his disciples.
By younger.
And then that he becomes Sith Lord by default, so on and so forth. So
now we have Supreme Leader
Ben Solo.
Kylo Ren. He sticks with the Kylo Ren.
I feel
only
weird.
One calling him Ben or Skywalker's and Rey.
I feel weird calling him
his made up emo name that he gave himself.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because
he did break his mask.
Especially A, because he broke his mask. B,
I like that mask.
The Mist was okay. Now that he's,
I feel like he's embracing more the Kylo Ren aspect of his persona that he came up with, his own Darth Vader.
No.
You know? Mm-hmm. I think he wants to leave his personal Anakin behind even more now by the end of this movie, having the Resistance escaped. All, 12 of them, they all got out. Mm-hmm. They're all.
He never gets to fight Skywalker.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to sting.
Yeah, he just fought his mental projection mm-hmm. of some sort.
Yeah. Well, part physical, too.
Was it?
Well, I mean, he gave a fake Han Solo charm to Leia that she left there.
And then when
that he picked up, and then it disappeared.
Yeah, it disappeared. With the with Blue Force.
So that wasn't real either.
Okay.
I did like, you know what I really did like? So, the last time we saw the Yoda puppet was...
Jedi?
So that was 81?
84.
They brought it back.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, oh, that's CG, no.
No, because it was like...
No, it's not.
Because it's the light, the digital light that they put on it. So there is a CG effect on it.
Yeah, but it's totally... It is the Yoda puppet's back.
They broke out the puppet.
Which was awesome.
And Frank Oz is still alive, so it's...
It made it feel a lot more authentic than the other iterations of Yoda that we've seen recently.
Yes. That scene... with him, with Skywalker and Yoda.
That whole scene was awesome. He's like, Skywalker's like, I'm gonna burn it down, and then he can't do it. And Yoda's like, fine, fuck you, boom, I'll do it.
Yeah,
and then he laughs.
He calls up this giant lightning in there, and he laughs his ass off. God, Yoda's such a jokester.
Yoda's so awesome.
Yoda's fun, yeah. And then he sits down, and they talk. And
they talk it out, yeah.
Like, this is good. This is really good. And then some moments here and there, like, this is really good.
There are moments.
So how come it doesn't feel like... How come I didn't love it? Because there are plenty of things that I liked. I liked how Benicio Del Toro's character, the way he got worked in there.
Yeah.
They were looking for, like, this master codebreaker, but they couldn't get to him, so they ended up getting this guy. Or he ended up, like, tagging along, right?
Yeah.
And then he's playing both sides. So by the end, his exit is he... double crosses the good guys.
Yes.
Finn and Rose.
Uh-huh.
And he leaves with his money.
Yep.
And I like how he popped his collar, he brushed off his shoulders.
And they're like...
And he's like... He's like, you might be wrong. He's like, yeah, I might be.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. And then he walks off.
Yeah.
Which means I like how it's like open-ended. Oh, this guy could be coming back. He's going to be good. Circling back around somehow. Uh-huh. This crazy stuttering... That's another weird. But he says, like, what do you want to do in this one?
I want to stutter.
I want to have an occasional stutter that happens sometimes.
Whatever, man. I fuck with that.
We're just happy to have you here, I guess. Domino Gleeson. I thought he did a good job.
Yeah, I like how he's getting paler and paler.
I think they... I was looking at it. I think they make up him up.
Oh, yeah.
They did something. They made him look more ghastly.
Well, it looks like they lightened his skin and reddened his eyes. Yeah, like they do.
Darkened around his eyes.
They do that a lot with the quote-unquote politicians that become seduced by the Sith Lords for whatever reason. I don't know if it's like a physical effect of them being controlled by the dark side of the Force, or...
Maybe the dark side of the Force just doesn't let you get a good night's sleep.
Makes you hate the sun. It makes you goth.
Makes it very gothy. We're like, oh, there's a lot of The Cure. He was good. I like how they gave a lot more. Actually, I think they found a good balance of giving stuff to do for Poe and Finn.
Yes.
Like, it took a while for Finn to have to get involved, but they ended up using them both pretty well. Just weird how they have all these characters and they're separate for so much of the movie. Is that a problem? Is that why I'm like...
Maybe just didn't like the team ups.
It's not charming me. Rose was okay. The newer characters were fine, but Poe and Finn were separated the whole time. Finn and Rey, they're separated the entire movie, and then when they connect at the end and they hug, I'm like, oh yeah, they went through a lot together in the previous movie.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
And this whole movie, they were separated, and then they just came together for one scene. It reminds me how, because of the powers that be, when they took this away from George Lucas, well, he sold it, but you know what I mean. We never got, and we never will get, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Princess Leia in a scene together. Like, we could have had that in Force Awakens. We could have had a reunion of the three. They could have, but they chose to go in a direction that wasn't going to happen.
Uh-huh.
Like, no matter what, they killing off Han Solo in the last one wasn't going to happen. Now, Carrie Fisher's dead.
Uh-huh.
Definitely ain't going to happen. So it's weird how it's a very iconic trio.
Uh-huh.
And they had an opportunity to bring them together and never did. Yeah. It's like, why then? Why? And then they almost did the same thing with this one, having all these characters, and they were separate almost the entire time. Like, why aren't they together? We like these people, don't we like them? Do we like them?
Do we?
Or is this Pavlovian? Am I supposed to like him? Do I just like Oscar Isaac? I like Oscar Isaac.
I like Oscar Isaac,
Daisy really
too.
Doesn't do anything for me. Is it her or the character? What's going on here? Do you care about Rey?
Sure.
Two movies now. Do you care about the journey of Rey, daughter of no one?
No, not really.
Daughter of nobody special. No. I do like how they threw that out there, and they're like, let's dump this whole stupid parental mystery thing.
I mean, I'm actually kind of enjoying the Adam Driver story arc a little more. The whole Kylo Ren thing.
I like the character. He is kind of emo. He's more emo in the first one than he is in this one. I like the character, and I like Adam Driver.
And you want to know why he's fucking emo? Goddamn Skywalker.
Well, he's a Skywalker.
Goddamn Skywalkers are a bunch of whiny little bitches.
He's half Skywalker. It is.
It really bugs me.
Leo wasn't whiny. Leo's never whiny.
No.
She's very pragmatic.
Yeah, she was the strong side. Luke was a whiny little bitch.
So then why is Ben more Luke than Leia?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like this storyline. Wasn't expecting Snoke to die in this one. Figured he'd be the overarching. He'd be the Thanos of this series.
I mean,
the Palpatine of the series.
In all reality, I mean, like I said, it doesn't surprise me.
But then they barely developed him, and then they...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of a Sith thing, you know? The Sith apprentices tend to kill their masters and then, you know, become masters themselves by doing so.
Like Darth Plagueis. Yeah. The Sith tale of Darth Plagueis.
Exactly. So,
like the big red huge walls and the Imperial guards with their crazy weapons. I thought that was
fun.
It's a super cool set.
I wish they had explored that a little bit more, because you only got to see those guys just standing there, and then they fight, and then they die.
And they'll die. Oh, they are gonna die. For me, that's enough. No. Because they tease the weapons when at one point. They all break out the weapons, and you see they all have like different things, and they go back to their like resting pose. I'm like, oh, I wonder if we're gonna get to see those in action. And then, sure enough,
we do.
Is it the 2.5 hour movie?
Fucking long.
At least an hour of it is the world's slowest car chase through outer space.
Oh my god, so slow.
Right. With a plan, did they plan to be near that, to get to that old base that they know, and then just didn't tell anyone, and let everyone think that there was no hope?
I don't know, Chris.
I think maybe, is that a big weakness of the movie? Because the whole time I'm thinking, oh, it's the Laura Dern, she's probably the reason why they can track them through light speed is because there's a traitor on ship, and it's probably Laura Dern, because she's setting them up for failure, and all these ships are just... The medical ship just, you know, they ran out of gas, it got blown up. All the ships are just blowing up, and they have no plan. She's not telling anyone what they're going to do. But then at the end, they're like, get on the transport ships, go to that planet, we're going to keep this one going, and they're not going to notice those small transport ships, right? Except that they did.
Yep.
And then she stayed on the big ship, which then gave her the opportunity to turn it around, do the whole sweet jump into light speed.
That was probably the most beautiful shot.
The most beautiful shot in the movie, and probably makes that whole storyline almost worth it, but it is like a huge chunk of the movie. Mm. It's just a lot of waiting. While then they keep cutting to Finn and Rose doing their thing. And alright, so that was interesting. the Casino City, filled with like arms dealers and stuff, and then it was Benicio del Toro, right? Let's see, like whose ship did we steal? Let's see, he's an arms dealer,
and sold to bad guys,
and
good guys,
and the good guys. Yeah. Oh, what do you know? War profits works both ways. And he says it again at the end later when he after he betrays them. He's like, look, these guys gonna blow you up today. You're gonna blow up tomorrow. I'm just trying to get paid. Yeah, you do, Benicio.
Yeah, man. A little bit of war profiteering never hurt nobody.
No, it never hurt nobody. I mean, if it hurts everybody, then it doesn't hurt everybody, right? Isn't that how it works?
Correct.
If it hurts everyone, then no one's getting hurt.
Yes.
All right. It's all even playing field type stuff. So that was like an interesting bit of, left-wing, liberal, cucktard, anti-military, anti-America, patriotism, you know. Along with the whole insistence on throwing in all these women and people of color. Like, how come my movies can't be filled with white men anymore? All right, we have to go with all this fantasizing about the coloreds and the people with the lady bits instead of the men bits doing the hero work.
Don't forget about the dark, wet hole.
And the dark, wet hole. Yes, the evil dark, wet hole. Well, actually, that feels old school misogynistic when you put it that way. Kind of fun.
Seriously, is one of the first things I noticed. I was like, so the light side is very high up and erect and hard.
Yeah, and it was because it was represented by that picture of the light.
A giant fucking penis in the sky.
And then the darkness.
It was a dark, wet hole.
Surrounded by hair.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, I was really... I was like,
Ryan Johnson.
Interesting.
What's going on over there, Ryan Johnson? Yeah. And then she goes into the hole.
Immediately.
Sucks
seduced by the dark side.
It sucks her in. Seduced by the dark side. And, it almost worked. And she goes through that whole thing where she's like looking through the mirrors.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, who are my parents? But then she doesn't find out. It's no one.
No. She never felt so alone.
And then she's like, I'm alone. And then I was like, so nothing really happens out of that. Does she learn anything from there? Maybe I'm just missing the lesson.
I don't know.
I did like all the scenes when, well, I guess it goes hand in hand with liking his character. But it helped define her more, Ray's character, trying to figure out where they stand. Trying to flip each other.
Oh, yeah.
When they're conversing via, like, force...
Force communication.
Force mail.
Yeah.
Yeah, force communication. Mm-hmm. But forced upon them. Like, they're not like, why is this happening?
Why? Because Snoke's a master of the dark side.
Yeah. I like the first time when Adam Driver or Banner, he was like, what's going on?
Who? Yeah, they're both like, excuse me?
Like, you can't be doing this. Yeah. He's like, looking around.
He's like, it would kill you.
He's like, who's doing this?
How? What? Well, yeah, good luck if he has... He has a better understanding of the Force.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. So.
I like the music. But it's Star Wars music, of course. I like the music. Star Wars. We all like that song. Star Wars. Take it away.
Johnny Wills, bro.
Jay Wills. The Jilly Wills. Did he actually compose this one? He probably did. So why don't I love this movie? I feel like there's something that I'm missing. It's so fresh. We're processing this.
You don't like the main character. The driving force. Rey is the driving force of these three movies.
Yeah, and she's fine. What's her point? Trying to figure out what to do with the force inside her. She goes to Luke. And he's like, I got three lessons. Right? He said, I got three lessons. Mm-hmm. Gave her two of them.
Yep.
And then they weren't that great. Like, the first lesson was like, what's the force? She was like, it's a thing the Jedi use. Like, no. It's Blinken Theory. And she's like, okay, Blinken Theory. Cool. Lesson over. What was lesson two? Stay away from the honeypot. Stay away from the pussy hole downstairs. And then she went into the pussy hole. And then he's like, I fear your acceptance of the vagina. Yeah. The vaginal ways.
Uh-huh.
Lessons over. No more lessons. Then he never got the third lesson. Even based on those two lessons, what did she actually learn? How to lift rocks?
How to lift rocks. And Chewie picked up some annoying chicken dog things.
They're called the Porgs.
They're so stupid. I don't even know why they're in the fucking movie.
Merchandising. Yeah, they are literally pointless. They're the Star Wars versions of Minions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Literally pointless.
Correct.
But figuratively.
They look delicious.
They look delicious. Is that what Chewbacca was eating?
He was trying to.
Good for him. Good for Chewbacca.
I don't think he ever did it.
Yeah, you may have gotten into but a fight.
But he definitely killed and cooked two of them, though.
So he definitely ate them, because otherwise it would be a waste.
No, I think it was a waste. I don't think he ate them.
Oh, poor Chewie. Poor Chewie! I'll cut that together and make it... I'll cut out that.
No, you won't.
Fine, I'll even the sounds of you sipping your...
50-50.
Which, as everyone knows, it's half cookies and cream shake, half Long Island iced tea.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Are you going to get any of them $1 Long Island iced teas that they got going on at Fridays or Chili's or wherever one of them restaurants?
They usually come from the premix bottles, yeah. And those Long Island premixes are gross.
Yeah, $1 each.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Foul.
Let's do it.
Not doing it.
So why did Luke Skywalker die at the end? He got tired?
He used
all his force?
He used all his force.
All of his force. And they killed him. Just like...
Yep.
Colorado was like, this will kill you. Just doing this would kill you. Mm-hmm. Doing what he did at the end killed him.
Mm-hmm. But it's alright. He went... I'm sure he went all Yoda style.
I'm sure...
He is a Jedi Master.
He'll be back in the next one in blue light form.
Exactly.
Him and Yoda.
Yeah.
At the very least, maybe just standing around.
Mm-hmm.
Like the end of Jedi style.
Exactly. So.
But Luke Skywalker be dead, you
know?
Yeah. So Han Solo gone, Luke Skywalker gone.
Leia gone.
Leia gone.
Okay.
Leia's
real life. Real life Leia dead. Star Wars Leia technically still alive.
Leia's still alive. We have to figure that one out. J.J. Abrams has to figure that one out for episode 9, mm-hmm. Star Wars, The Battle of Infinite Earths. Is that what it is?
Crisis on Infinite Earths?
Yeah, it's a battle this time.
Okay.
It's a battle of the crisis. Of the Earths.
But there's no Earth.
So Rose likes Finn.
Yep.
But Finn likes Rey.
Yep.
But Rey seems asexual.
I thought she was giving Poe Dameron the eyes.
Was she?
But
they met for the first time.
Yeah.
That was so awkward.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I'm Poe Dameron. And she was like, I'm Rey. And he was like, I know. So then I was like, wait, is he hitting on her?
But I'm pretty sure Poe wants to fuck BB-8.
No, they're lifelong buds, man. Everyone thought at the end of Force Awakens that it was going to be Poe and Finn.
No shit. I thought too.
Yeah, we were all shipping that relationship.
Yeah, I was okay with it.
But now it's looking like, I don't know, now it's a mess. What is this, a soap opera?
It doesn't even matter, Chris.
They were going to be such a cute couple.
It doesn't even matter.
I wanted it to happen. But now it's like a mess. Now it's like Beverly Hills 90210, but in space. She likes him, but he likes her, but she thinks he's okay, but they just met, and everyone just wants to see the two pretty guys kiss. Did Jason Priestley and what's his name ever kiss on 90210?
Probably not.
They should have. Luke Perry. If they reboot that show, they will. But with all of them in their current ages, bring all the actors back.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, Ian Ziering's only doing Sharknado movies, so.
Hey, he looks kind of the same.
He looks exactly the same.
Right?
He's fucking creepy as shit.
That's kind of weird. We need some side-by-side to dissuade ourselves of this. Remember when it started up and it said a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, and then it was like dot, 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 dot?
Mm-hmm.
How come they don't fix that ellipses? It drives me crazy.
Yeah, because at this point in time...
It's three dots, not four.
Yeah, well, at this point in time, they'd have to go back and change them all. They're just like, you know what, fuck it. We'll just be wrong.
We'll just keep being wrong. It's our thing now.
We'll be wrong, and we're still going to make $1 billion, so fuck you.
This is our thing. What was up with Evil BB-8?
It rolled around for a second.
And then I was like, I can see them. Remember?
No.
And then,
And then they saw them, and then he was gone.
But then I was like, no.
No.
The excitement is palpable for this. The excitement we have for this. We can feel it.
I mean, it was better than the last one.
Was it? I'm going to say yes, because I feel like it was new stuff.
It felt less forced. It felt more natural. It felt like they were trying to tell a story, not just, hey guys, guess what? New Star Wars!
And also, with Benicio del Toro, now Star Wars has 100% more Puerto Ricans in its universe.
Yeah.
Upping the population to one. No! Excuse me. 50% increase. Shout out to Jimmy Smits. Yeah. That was cool.
So, I mean, It was fun.
It was jokey. I like the jokes. I thought the jokes were fine. Because it is a kids movie. That's why they're poor, because we're in there, Drew. Because did you see all the kids that were in there with us? When I say kids, I mean children.
The only joke that I appreciated was when Rey reached out and Luke had a piece of grass. Do you feel the force? You feel it? Oh, it's strong! Yeah. Smacks it with it and looks at her like she's a fucking retard.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. Other than that, the jokes were stupid.
Drew, we don't use the fucking word around here.
Sorry.
That was funny. I liked in the beginning when Poe was like giving him the Jerky Boys treatment. The old Cheech and Chong, Dave's not here, man.
Oh, yeah.
I like the...
No, you're Dave.
I was like, no, you're Dave, man. And Hux was like,
can you not hear me?
Yeah, he was like so serious about it.
Well, because...
There's another one. What was that?
Because he's part of the Empire. I'm pretty sure the only female in the entire First Order... Oh, no, there were two. There was a lady.
There was a lady operator.
Yeah, there was a lady operator. And then Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne of Tarth, who fell into a dark, fiery pit.
Who's now dead.
Peace out, Brienne.
So she'll be back for Game of Thrones.
Sweet. Where she belongs, kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
I liked when BB-8 was trying to, like, fix a circuit board, and it was, like, a dam with the water going through, and he kept trying to, like, plug in the holes, and at the end he just shoved his head into it, and then, woo! And then it fixed it. Like, yeah, this is fun. I'm liking that. That's cute. And I also liked when Raishi blew up the hole in her hut. And then she, like, those little weird people, the caretakers, they were all pissed off. And then later, she, like, cuts the stone in half, and then it predictably falls into their wheelbarrow, and then they look up, and she's there. Like, oh, CJ. She keeps pissing them off.
I mean, those are classic Disney cartoon tropes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's classic family humor. It's, like, safe, fine humor. It is a family film. It's a kid's film, ultimately, at the end of the day. And, you know, it's when we see a movie like this, I think we're lucky to get scenes like or shots of spaceships light speeding their way through other ones. Or I even liked when Ray and Ren. When I thought they were going to end up being, the reveal's going to be that they were brother and sister. But since they're not, now they should get together. At the end of the next movie, I want to see them hooked up somehow. That'd be dope. Good,
sure.
Good, bad, I don't care. I feel like they had some chemistry together, the two of them. When they were like both trying to get the lightsaber, and it was between them, and then it broke. I was not expecting it to break. Broke right in half.
Mm-hmm, right in half, yeah.
And then they were like, and they were flying from the force.
Well,
that was good stuff.
Kyber crystal.
Yes, those things. Which they talked about in
Rogue One.
Rogan. Good old Rogan. Star Wars Rogan.
Now.
A Force story. So, Star Wars.
I mean,
it's... The Last Jedi. There is another one. There is another Jedi. Yeah. I like the moment when the rocks, and you know, she's standing there, and they're all in, and they're like, eyes wide, like, look what she's doing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's fine. That's good stuff.
No.
That's good.
I mean, it doesn't get me.
I'm just not riled up about it. I'm not in love.
It does not. These Star Wars movies just don't get me the way they used to.
Nope. They don't. But you know what?
I don't know if it's them or if it's me.
I think it's...
because everybody else seems to love these fucking things.
Not everybody, but they're pretty well liked. I think Drew, we just have to remember the target audience. That's all.
I don't think I am any longer the target audience.
Mm-mm. I think you aged out of it. I think it's... for what it is, it's good. They did what they did. It's fine. Rian Johnson's a good director. It's interesting to see him make a Star Wars movie. Now it's all about directors making what is their version of a Star Wars movie. What does a Star Wars movie mean to them? No. I feel like he went more classic, more formal, George Lucas style in terms of framing, camera movement, way less zoom-ins and the camera dollies, less actual camera movement, more... solid framing and formalistic style.
He did those classic Lucas white pans.
I actually read somewhere that of the 8 episodes, this is the one with the least amount of white pans.
Really? I don't know why I noticed them so much then.
Yeah. Because they're put in the right places?
Yeah, I guess maybe. So.
I don't know. I think it's this one. Is this one a Rogue One?
It feels whenever I see that happen, I'm just like, oh yeah, Star Wars.
The old cheesy white pan, which now only works in a Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
you see this in anywhere else?
No, it does, yeah, it feels wrong.
What is this sparkle motion crap? Final verdict: Star Wars. Drew, go.
Meh.
Solid meh.
Solid meh.
Out of 12 stars.
I mean, somewhere right. I'll give it 6. Am I right in the middle? It is.
So a solid 2.5 out of 5.
It is not very memorable.
You'd give it 1 out of 2 stars.
Yeah. Some weird puns. Yes. 1 out of 2 stars, 3 out of 5. Maybe 3 out of 5. Something more like that, maybe. 60%, somewhere around there.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. I'd go, if I was going to rate this on a scale of 1 through 100, if I was going to rate this on a scale of 0 to banana, I'd rate it apple pie.
Okay.
But.
Is that a la mode?
No, not a la mode. And as a matter of fact, I was in the mood for a sundae.
Oh, okay.
Apple pie's fine.
But you're in the mood for a sundae.
Yeah. Something like that.
That pickup was thrown down.
All right, cool. All right, there you go, everyone. What is your review of The Last Jedi? Email to us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. And for the love of God, keep it short.
Please, God, I'm going to be talking. Oh, it's going to be all Jedi.
It's going to be all Jedi. Keep it short.
I love Star Wars.
We know you love it.
I love it. Star Wars is amazing. You know what? I disagree.
Brevity is... the soul child of...
See, here's the thing, Chris.
Wit? How's it go?
For the longest time...
For the longest time, I could...
Whoa, argue that Star Wars was a good franchise because there were at least 50% of it was watchable. And good.
50% was watchable.
We're almost at the point where it's not even. We're not at that point anymore.
We're not even at that point anymore.
I mean, so what? A New Hope was good.
Yeah.
Empire was good.
Yeah. Jedi's good.
It's
good.
There's fucking Ewoks, but
yeah, the Ewoks, but like you got the final action scene where you got the battle on Endor, you got the space battle around that star, and you got Luke and Darth Vader.
Darth Vader, that Luke and Vader seat is fucking awesome.
And all three of those are being cut back and forth together, like really well. I mean, you know, there's some like good filmmaking going on there. But then you get to the prequels.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3, garbage.
Uno, dos, tres, garbage. Basura.
Rogue One was good.
Rogan.
Episode 7, Adam.
It's okay. I mean, you watch it with Darkseid. It's a lot of fun.
And now we've got this one.
Episode 8.
Which is very middling.
Now you're making Wu-Tang fingers.
All of a sudden.
Now you're making Wu-Tang
fingers. So I've got
I've got four good, four bad, and a tie. And in all reality, it's really it's up to this last one to let me know if Star Wars as a franchise is
done for you. Dunzo. Until then, we're getting a Han Solo.
I mean, in all reality, it's already a Dunzo. I really don't.
It's already a zero-sum game for you.
Yeah, I really it.
Your Star Wars fucks have been depleted.
Yeah, it's a bit feels fair, and I don't really care anymore. I'm not like I don't think I'm ever gonna be excited about a Star Wars movie again. It's a shame. I'm gonna also go see him, but I'm never gonna be like hyped, like oh Star Wars, yeah,
oh shit, Star Wars.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever gonna happen.
Excuse me.
I'm more excited for Blade Runner to come out on DVD.
Blu-ray.
Yes.
Can't wait.
So
happy birthday to me.
Yeah,
you guys get it. I think you guys after 40 minutes you're picking up what we're throwing down. Plenty of things that we like about it. But it's like at the end of the day, it's like, that was fine. That was cool. It was entertaining. It was long, though. Could have been half an hour shorter. We could have cut that space chase down by half an hour.
Yeah, space chase, yeah. And all of that side bullshit with a stupid fucking Porgs could have been totally cut out of the movie.
Porgs not necessary, but not really doing much for running time. Maybe if they didn't let Benicio del Toro do that stammering thing, they could have saved like 30 seconds here. Cut out the Porgs. Another 30 seconds of Porgs gone. We shaved a minute.
I mean, in all reality, as much as it was fun watching the fight scene between Finn and Brienne of Tarth, it didn't feel like...
And no consequence.
Yeah. Whatsoever.
Yeah.
At any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I feel like Captain Phasma is a wasted character. Also, when they shot her with the laser gun and it bounced right off,
yeah.
I'm like, how come all the stormtroopers don't have that suit?
Nope. That one's super expensive.
That seems...
Nope. Brienne of Tarth only.
Super expensive to have all the suits. Easier to just manufacture
let
lives.
Yep, and let them die.
Scathing commentary on the military and dining.
Okay.
So I think what Ryan Johnson is trying to say that he supports the war, but he's against the troops. I'm pretty sure that's what he's on the record now.
All right.
So you can take it up with him on Twitter at I Made Looper. I think that's his Twitter.
Huh. Good for him.
Maybe not. Yeah, like I said, review it to us, but short. Tweet us at Crespediso. Facebook group Cinema Crespediso. Juicy Cogburn Twitter and. Webs, Antihero 419, Chris Twitter. I am Chris Crespo.
Are you?
I am. I am. I have been. I always will be. Chris Crespo.
Always?
Always. I don't plan on. Unless I enter WITSEC.
Let's see. You can't guarantee that.
I can't guarantee I won't enter WITSEC.
Who knows what you've seen? You don't even know what you've seen. You heard me.
Nope. No, I didn't. We're out of here.
A PFT Media production.